Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's BART meltdown has been a good reminder of just how much Bay Area commuters rely on the public transit system. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. So, Phil, do you think this will have any impact one way or the other on a sales tax to save the transit systems here in the Bay Area?
Well, it certainly shines a spotlight on the problem and what everybody's facing. What we have here is a system-wide shutdown. It's not the first one. I think they had one back in 2019. The last one lasted about 5 hours. They were hoping to have this one back up. It hasn't happened yet. Now, BART is in the midst, and it has the money to fix the computer system or update it, and they're doing that right now. They're about halfway through a 10-year rehab of the central computer system and the tracks, and it's cost about $798 million. And a good chunk of that change is coming from tolls money from the Bay Bridges that go into helping mass transit. So mass transit has what they call the capital money. That's replacing equipment or keeping that update. And despite this glitch, they're going ahead with that. And so BART's infrastructure is pretty solid. The question is the operating money. And that's what this sales tax that is working its way through Sacramento and possibly could come before voters in 2026 is about. Voters and residents in San Francisco County, Alameda County, and Contra Costa County might be asked to raise the sales tax in order to keep the buses running, not buy new buses and trains, but to keep them running. And here's what this problem underscores. BART is down. That means the bus services have to take up the slack, but they don't necessarily have the operating money to keep doing that. So if BART has some long-term problems with its operating budgets and can't run enough trains, it puts a burden more on the bus systems, and the bus systems, they need money as well. So that's how this works. It's a domino that people don't tend to pay attention to until you have a crisis.
Thanks, as always, KCBS insider Phil Mateer.